coming to you with words and teaching that will change your life forever.
All things that you will ever need in your life, they're wrapped up in the Word. Go for the Word. You need to understand this thing. And when you get a hold of it, keep saying it. Don't stop talking it. Keep saying it. Keep saying it. The Bible says in the city of Ephesus, so mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. Can you shout amen?
I'm set on the course that I must follow.
In the name of Jesus, prosperity is mine. In the name of Jesus, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul.
Yay! Pastor Chris, word hearing.
This is the continuation of the message, Sound Code and the Spirit.
Then thou shalt say unto Aaron, he's talking to Moses, thou shalt say unto Aaron, take thy rod and cast it before Pharaoh, and it shall become a serpent. That's nice. Look at the instruction. And Moses and Aaron went in unto Pharaoh, and they did so as the Lord had commanded, and Aaron cast down his rod before Pharaoh and before his servants, and it became a serpent in the presence of Pharaoh. Hello? There's a miracle, right?
Yes.
Something changed from a wooden rod to a living serpent. Okay. Then Pharaoh also called the wise men and the sorcerers. Now the magicians of Egypt, they also did in like manner with their enchantments. Next verse. For they cast down every man his rod, and they became serpents. Stop there. I know you can see the rest part, but I want you to stop. Listen, God Almighty performed the miracle with Moses' rod. He turned into a serpent. And Pharaoh said, is this what your God can do? He called his magicians, and his magicians came. The Bible says that the magicians of Egypt cast their rods on the ground, and they all turned into serpents. Bible doesn't say that there was a trick. There was no trick. Oh, we're not talking about some of the magicians we have today that do, you know, and you know, it's a trick, and everybody's trying to look for the trick. This was no trick. They cast the rods down, and they turned into serpents before Pharaoh and before Moses and Aaron. How could they have done it? Didn't you hear what he called them? These were sorcerers. Go back to that scripture. Go back to that verse. Then Pharaoh also called the wise men and the sorcerers. These were the magicians. These were people who dealt in the spirit realm. These were people who conjured spirits. They're related with spirits. They understood the forces of darkness. And they performed signs and wonders. Exactly like God did. The difference was, okay, next verse. But Aaron's rod swallowed up their rods. Now, I want you to notice, he didn't say, but Aaron's serpent swallowed up their serpents. He said Aaron's rod, reminding us that it was a rod that turned into a serpent. Aaron's rod swallowed up their rods. So God showed his bigness. What I wanted you to notice is that these magicians did the same thing. You want to convince people that God raised Jesus from the dead without the miraculous and the supernatural? You must be kidding. Can you see why? We must have the supernatural. Otherwise, Christianity is another dead religion. But praise God, we have it. Hallelujah. We have it. I mean, look at that. God knew it would work. God knew they were going to do the same thing. But he's training Moses about the supernatural life. Look at Jesus. Let me show you something about Jesus. You ready for this? St. John's Gospel, chapter 2. Let's read from verse 1. St. John, chapter 2, from verse 1. And the third day, there was a marriage in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. And both Jesus was called and his disciples to the marriage. And when they wanted wine, the mother of Jesus said unto him, they have no wine. And Jesus said unto her, woman, what have I to do with thee? Mine hour is not yet come. His mother saith unto the servants, whatsoever he saith unto you, do it. His mother says to the servants, whatever he tells you to do, do it. Oh boy, I'm moving too fast for you now. You know, here we're beginning to deal with something. Mysteries for the manifestations of God's power. There are mysteries that if any man would understand those mysteries and apply them, it'll bring an end to misery. Look at that. His mother said, saith unto the servants, whatsoever he saith unto you, do it. So, you know, sometimes in life, you just want to see a miracle. You need a miracle. But are you ready to do whatever he says to you? This was going to be a risky business. We'll see it in a second. Okay. His mother said unto the servants, whatsoever he said unto you, do it. Now watch this. They have no wine. There's a lot of people. The wine is finished, but there's a lot of people. So Mary, the mother of Jesus, comes to him and says, they have no wine. And the response of Jesus wasn't that encouraging anyway. But then she turns to the servants and says, whatever he tells you to do, do it. Whatever he tells you to do, do it. She knew it would work. Let's see. Next verse. And there were set there 6 water pots of stone after the manner of the purifying of the Jews, containing 2 or 3 firkins apiece. That's about 10 gallons for one firkin. And if the 2 or 3, that's 20 gallons or 30 gallons. Okay? Now imagine this. The Bible says these water pots were for the purifying. That means that the water pots that for washing your feet when you came into the place. So it's dirty water. Okay? Like dish water. So it's not clean water. It's not for drinking. It's water at the door. You wash your hands, your face, then you go inside. Now, these are the containers outside. Then, next verse. Jesus said unto them, to the servants, fill the water pots with water, fill them. And they filled them up to the brim. And he said unto them, draw out now and take it to the governor of the feast. Take it to the master of ceremony. And they took it. Now, this is risky. Because you know where this water is coming from. This is not, nobody's supposed to drink this thing. Now, let's see the next verse. And when the ruler of the feast, the master of ceremony, had tasted the water that was made wine, now we are told it was made wine, and knew not whence it was, didn't know where it came from, look at what's in parenthesis, but the servants which drew the water knew. Can you see it? That's to let us know that it was something very serious about where that water came from. The governor of the feast called the bridegroom, the celebrant. He says, hey, said unto him, every man at the beginning doth set forth good wine. And when men have well drunk, then that which is worse. He says, you know, at the beginning of a party, they bring all the good wine. When people are drunk and have forgotten themselves, they now bring, there's no more wine, they bring the bad one. He says, but you do it differently. You are so nice. He says, you have kept the good wine until now. You reserve the good one till the end of the party. Wow. Next verse. This beginning of miracles did Jesus in Cana of Galilee and manifested forth his glory. And his disciples believed on him because disciples were there. So the Bible says it was a miracle. He turned water, dish water, into wine. I'll never be broke in my life. He turned dish water into wine.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@level360.com. God bless you.
Wow! This message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy Jos, 5 Kiano Road off Yakubu Gowon Way, Jos. If you have been blessed or inspired by this message, or you have a testimony, please call us on 0806-703-4249 or 0803-438-6464 or send an email to info@loveoldinternetradio.org.